The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Inscribed on most wedding invitations are the letters RSVP, which stands for the French phrase, Responde, s'il vous plaît. Okay. Please respond. What we do in response to those four letters reveals our regard for the bride and groom and our support for their marriage. Some of those invited not only RSVP right away, but also give a gift, while others don't respond at all. Their lack of response shows lack of respect. I'll bet most brides notice who didn't even have the courtesy to respond. In our gospel, we have the parable of the Last Judgment, and there are two things to notice. First, Jesus bases his judgment on the corporal works of mercy. In this parable, he makes no mention of moral guilt or innocence, nor does he refer to the Ten Commandments. Obviously, those matter too. But here, in this parable, people go to heaven simply because they helped the needy, or to hell simply because they didn't. Secondly, everyone is invited, but only those who respond get in. On his right are those who responded. Their gift to Jesus was the help they gave to the poor. Whatever you did for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did for me. On the left were those who did not respond. The help they refused to give to the needy was the gift they refused to give to Jesus. Whatever you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. In this parable, Jesus says clearly that we will be judged based on our works of charity. So Jesus' gift of salvation comes with an RSVP. He expects a response. He will remember who did respond by helping the poor, and it will be based on that that we'll be judged. And isn't this what your call to the diaconate is all about in its essence? Indeed, all of the ministries of the church, including the ministry of acolyte. And so, dear sons in Christ, as men chosen for the ministry of acolyte, you will have a special role in the church's ministry. The summit and source of the church's life is the Eucharist, which builds up the Christian community and makes it grow. It is your responsibility to assist priests and deacons in carrying out their ministry, and as special ministers to give Holy Communion to the faithful, at the liturgy and to the sick. Because you are specially called to this ministry, you should strive to live more fully by the Lord's sacrifice and be molded more perfectly in its likeness. You should seek to understand the deep spiritual meaning of what you do, so that you may offer yourselves daily to God as spiritual sacrifices acceptable to Him through Jesus Christ. In performing your ministry, bear in mind that as you share the one bread with your brothers and sisters, so you form one body with them. Show a sincere love for Christ's mystical body. Show a sincere love for God's holy people, especially for the weak and the sick, referred to in today's gospel. Be obedient to the commandment which the Lord gave his apostles at the Last Supper. Love one another as I have loved you.